Hi, and welcome back to ECE by Miss T, a parenting podcast provided by an early childhood educator. Today we're going to get into parent-caregiver partnership. I'm going to talk about what that is, how to do that, what the benefits are, and how to maintain that with your child care provider. Let's get into it. All right, guys, happy new year. I am very excited to bring forth for you guys this new episode. As you heard in the intro, we're doing parent caregiver partnership. Now, as a caregiver and early childhood educator, this is a very important style, I guess, or lifestyle, or just a very important relationship between me and many of my clients. I feel that over the past 6 years, I've noticed that a lot of children benefit even greater from my program, or really even sometimes it's not even my program. Sometimes it's, you know, a family member. And they tell me about the relationship that they have with their child's caregiver. And it ends up, you know, catapulting that child into, you know, progress, basically, of with their development. And so they get the care that they need that's specific to their unique, you know, situation or whatever the case may be. So I'm excited to kind of break this down for you guys. Many of you probably haven't heard of this before, but it's something that I talk to my clients about and my prospective clients as well. I like to, you know, we sit down and we have a tour and I walk them through the environment. I like to, you know, just kind of let them know what I'm about. And I'm definitely about communication. That's one of the main things that I let them know. I'm with your child 40 plus hours a week. There's going to be things that you might want to know about your child that you don't necessarily see, especially if there's no other children in the household or, you know, just certain situations that they're not in at home, that they're definitely in school. So you get to learn so much more about your child's personality, their social skills, which is a lot of the time that's why parents are bringing them to a school setting, a daycare setting, so that their children can get that social interaction and also learn. So I do believe that this relationship definitely helps parents and caregivers have the communication that they need to help the child that's enrolled. So let's get into what that actually is. So basically, a parent caregiver partnership is a dynamic between a parent and a caregiver where the main focus is the child's development. So if that child needs any special attention, or if they are, I say with air quotes, lacking in any area, and I say that very loosely because I believe that children develop on their own time and schedule. So what might be lacking, I don't know. It's up in the air, whatever you want to call it. But, I do believe that, you know, children who need a little extra time and patience and energy, I think that having this type of dynamic between the partner and the caregiver, it bridges that gap. And so certain concerns that a parent might have, those concerns can be communicated to the caregiver. The caregiver can watch out for those things and also help. So yes, they work together to bridge that gap, the parent and the caregiver, and that way we can zoom into the specifics of that unique child. I've had a client before who had some pretty significant life changes going on, and they didn't know how to they didn't know how to communicate that to their child. And so we talked about it because, you know, if you're a client here, we talk about things, you know, we're open with one another, we're honest with one another, and we chat about life. And so I recommended some books, and I also recommended a plan of action for me in the education environment with their child to discuss some of the things that were going on in their life. So that they could better wrap their head around it. The child could better wrap their head around it, and they were able to adjust in a better way, you know, in a healthier way. And so that's one of the many benefits of having this partnership. Let's chat about how to create that. So to create this parent caregiver partnership, the main thing that you have to do is to find quality early childhood education for your child. So I think our next episode is scheduled to be about how to find, you know, a quality ECE provider, because the pickings are slim, and one fit for one family might not be the same fit, you know, for another family. So that's why I do love that there's so many options, at least in my area in Georgia. There's lots of areas or lots of options for childcare and childcare learning, but sometimes you gotta shop around. And so I'm gonna be giving a guide to how to find something that's a good fit for you. But just to like narrow it down, like a long story short for this episode, I will say that it's important to find a provider that aligns with your parenting style and your beliefs of, you know, child rearing, you know, of child learning and parenting and guiding, because if you don't agree on those things, there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road, and you might end up having to take your child out and put them into a different program. So to save yourself that trouble and that headache and that stress, I'd like to give you guys the keys to finding something that's better aligned in the first place. Granted, I know times are tough sometimes, and you have to just kind of put them somewhere for the time being, completely understandable. But if they can check off some of the boxes, you know, maybe not all of them, but if they can check off the main ones, that helps. So we'll get into that more in the next episode. But the next step after you find a quality provider for your child, it's very important that from the jump you communicate your expectations. You know, what are you looking for in a education environment for your child? Do you want them to learn how to read? Do you want them to come out of daycare and going into pre-K already knowing how to read? Do you want them to be on this advanced path? Are you just looking for somewhere to put your child so that they're safe and having fun all day? Are you looking for you know, a childcare provider that's going to go above and beyond? So I know the differences between a daycare setting and in a full center, and the daycare setting and a family childcare environment that I have. We get a little bit more hands-on, and our schedule is very flexible. We can add things to our schedule as we need to, and we can also take things from our schedule as we need to. And so also we're in a home setting. So if you're looking for a care provider that can provide the type of care that you would provide your child, if you could stay home with them, you know, that I would probably recommend family childcare, because here we learn how to fold clothes and towels, and we learn how to put things away when we're done with them. We learn how to wash dishes, and you know, we learn how to cook. We learn, you know, how to do a lot of the life skills aspects of life. And that's because it's a home setting, and so it's smaller, so we can really focus on those things And we can do it every day because it's the things that that provider has to do every day. So it just kind of comes naturally. It's not something that has to be formally planned. But they also get the aspect of, their playroom area and their toys and activities and outside time and all of that. So, just finding something that really aligns with what you want your child to be exposed to at such an early age. And like I said, you might have to shop around for that, but being able to communicate what those things are, of course, you're going to have to know what those things are first. So I think that's a wonderful takeaway from this episode. If you are a parent that's looking to put your child into a program, or even if your child is already in a program but you're not necessarily happy with it, find out inside of you, find out what you're looking for, what you want for your child. And that helps you to better pinpoint when you found those things. The next step after you communicate your expectations, ask how you can reinforce their teaching. When you're talking to that caregiver, ask what you can do at home. If there's any activities that you can do with your child on the weekends, or, places that you can take your child that reinforce what they're learning in school or reinforce that plan of action that you've created with that caregiver of, just the general trajectory of where your child's development is going. I know for some of my clients with infants, I offered over the holiday, I offered like oat sensory bins where I just kind of poured some oats into a Tupperware and gave that with them, and I gave them some activity ideas, just to help with that sensory development and learning to pour things early on, learning to transfer things early on. It's stuff that infants are already doing, but giving them appropriate materials to do that when they're not in school is really helpful. So that was one of the things that I did, and I kind of use that as an example for this step. Is, how to reinforce what they're learning at home. There's lots of different ways. And so being able to have the type of relationship with your caregiver where you can ask these questions and get the answers that you're looking for, and also get the education behind, why is my child playing with oats? It might look crazy or, silly, but when you ask those questions, you can get the education behind it. Why is this a sensory thing? What is sensory learning? Why is that beneficial? So, and maybe I'll make an episode about that for our listeners with infants. We can discuss sensory learning and different ways that we can implement that into their home life. So, yeah, I'm getting lots of ideas. The last step of how to create that is just to communicate often. And honestly, that's how you maintain this relationship as well. Communicate often. Let them know, hey, what you suggested to me last week, I tried it over the weekend. It's really working. Thank you for that. Or, hey, I noticed over the weekend Johnny was doing this. And, do you have any tips or information on how I can redirect that behavior or whatever the case may be? Communicating often, not just, dropping your child off and leaving or picking your child up and leaving, that really helps. And I know because of COVID, things had to be changed a little bit, things had to be adjusted with, parents' engagement with the educators, especially at daycare centers. A lot of them are doing like drop-off at the door, and a staff member will take them to their class. So I would recommend scheduling time. That's something that I decided to do with my clients this year, is to schedule, like a kind of like a parent-teacher conference type of thing, but we can do it virtually. We could do it over the phone, instead of doing it face to face because of the pandemic. But scheduling some time, asking, hey, do you have any time next week that we can chat for about 30 minutes about my child's development and, what I'm missing out on because we don't get to chat daily, or whatever the case may be. There's also some really great apps that a lot of centers use for communication with the parent throughout the day. So that's also a really cool thing too. But if you don't have access to that, that's fine. A good old-fashioned phone call works. So something like that, just being in constant communication with your child's caregiver, it's very important. If you have concerns or you have questions, or something might have rubbed you the wrong way or something like that, having that that dialogue is so important to maintaining that relationship. I think communication is the key to any type of relationship, right? So when you talk about these precious beings, your children, we definitely want to, as educators, we want to let you know what their day has been like. Any questions we have about what their home life is like, and maybe that can make us understand that child a little bit better or something like that. So having that safety to communicate is really important. Also, the last thing I wanted to say, and then I'll wrap this episode up, is, we give care. We definitely give care, but we also teach your children. So, it might not be like a formal, school setting. It might just be, they're under the age of 5, but these first 5 years of their existence are, the bricks that lay the foundation to their identity, to who they're going to be, their connection with learning, their connection with other people and interpersonal relationships. A lot of that is developed within these first 5 years. And so the job that we have is a very important one. We do trainings, we have degrees, we have to do credit hours every year. We invest our time, we commit and sacrifice our, lives for children, and they're not even our own. And so, just the love that we show these children on a daily basis, and the time and the energy that we pour into them is very, it's a big thing. It's a very big thing. It's not as light as just, babysitting, or, and not to say that babysitting is light necessarily. I guess I shouldn't say that. It's just that it's a different entity. And so with what we do, we want to be used as resources. At least, the quality educators that are out there, we want to be used as education sources for parents and as a resource for any type of concerns that you have or fears that you have. Your feelings are valid with us. We understand. Parenting small children is no easy feat. We definitely get that. And there's no judgment. There's no judgment there. It's just simply, how can we help? How can we help with what we do on a daily basis with these children? What can we do to help you? And what can we do to help these children? To help them to thrive and succeed once they go into pre-K programs or kindergarten programs, first grade and on up. I mean, they just grow. They grow so fast after that. So, it's not easy. I'll say that as well. Like, as an educator, when children leave my program because they've aged out and they're going into school, like, that's not easy to, let go of. These children, we've had some of them, we've had them since they were infants. And so it's like to watch them turn 5 years old or 4 years old and watch them leave and never come back. And it's like, wow, a part of my heart is leaving. Definitely we have a shared interest, which is the children, between the caregiver and the parent. So let's talk and let's, use one another to provide the best that we can for these children. And that's really what the parent and caregiver partnership is all about. It's about working together so that we can provide your child the best early education as possible. So I hope that you got something from this. And if you haven't heard it at all today, you are doing the best that you can with parenting and, even deciding to listen to this podcast episode. You are putting yourself out there to do better and to be better for yourself and for your children, to find healthier ways to help them out and healthier ways to understand them. And I salute you. I think that's wonderful. I'm proud of you. Thank you. And until next time.